users still can't use the mobile apps to communicate.
A little more than a week ago, Parler was suspended from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store because of its failure to implement a content moderation plan to deal with violent threats. Amazon followed suit, suspending it from its web hosting service, which essentially shut down the platform until it could find another web host. The app is still not available, but Parler's CEO John Mates says he expects it to be back up by the end of the month.
Fox is talking to Jay Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, we've got some pretty nice weather to talk about and lots of sunshine. Still a little breezy. High temperature up to about 56. The normal high, by the way, is 57. Clear, cold again tonight. We'll be close to the freeze mark. I have us 33 right around dawn tomorrow morning. Warming trend begins tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s with sunshine. Mid-60s. Nice day Wednesday. Rain returns Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery Public School officials are moving two schools in the downtown area to virtual learning ahead of possible protests leading up to the inauguration. Baldwin Middle Magnet and Floyd Middle Magnet will be virtual Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Barricades are set up around the Capitol complex in downtown Montgomery ahead of possible protests leading up to Inauguration Day. Montgomery City offices will be closed to the public Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow night's city council meeting has also been canceled. Montgomery County offices will be closed on Wednesday. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 130,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Alabama's total case count is now over 336,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. If you're looking for fine antique jewelry pieces, stop by Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. Troop is, well, an expert when it comes to fine antique jewelry and estate jewelry pieces. He has a network of hundreds of buyers and sellers around the nation, making sure he has the latest fashions here for the River Region at great prices. Trained at the Gemological Institute of America, as well as years of experience in the family business. It's a 40-year family business, Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. He can help you find that exact one-of-a-kind antique jewelry item you're looking for. But right now, he's really looking to buy from you. So if you have any old jewelry at home that you're willing to part with for the right price, you need to make an appointment with Troop Booth. You can call them at 260-0066, set up an appointment that way, or go to heirloomjewelers.com, set up an appointment there. Of course, you can see what they have in stock at heirloomjewelers.com as well. But once you make that appointment, you show up the appointed day and time, bring in your jewelry inventory, Troop will give you an appraisal, and if you agree to the value he offers then and there, you get paid right then and there. Of course, mint condition pieces, especially gold and diamonds, you can get top dollar for, but even so-called scrap or junk jewelry, you can get a pretty penny for. And Troop Booth is the man to go see if you would like to sell that jewelry. And just a quick reminder, if you are buying, use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y, in person or online at heirloomjewelers.com. You'll get 10% off on any of your antique jewelry purchases. Just use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y. Is there an echo in here? Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Well, Donald Trump's final days as president, for now, are coming up.
Yeah.
And he's expected to announce 50 to 100 pardons and commutations before he leaves office this week. It could come as early as tomorrow morning, Tuesday, but there's a slight chance the White House will wait to make them official Wednesday morning. The president has until noon on Wednesday to do so once Biden is sworn in. Fox News has learned that there was a meeting at the White House on Sunday afternoon to finalize the growing list of pardons and commutations. But sources with knowledge of the process say Trump is not expected to grant protective pardons for any members of his family, nor is he expected to attempt to issue a pardon for himself. I know that was a big parlor game in the press.
Is that right?
For months. Oh, will Trump pardon himself? He probably needs to. Will he pardon Jared? Will he pardon Ivanka? What about Don Jr., hairiest man alive?
You know, it'd be hysterical if he said, I'm going to pardon Barack Obama. Just for the world to go, wait a minute, what?
And sources are saying, despite an aggressive campaign, Trump is not expected to give a pardon to Julian Assange.
Oh, wow.
The WikiLeaks founder and leader.
Well, that probably knocks out Snowden, too, then.
Probably. And then, for those who don't know Ross Ulbricht, he was the guy who was... who ran and operated the website, the Silk Road, a dark web site that people could buy and sell anything they wanted with cryptocurrency.
I don't think he's going to get out.
Yeah, and they made an example. He was a real young guy, only in his mid-20s, was running this site, and they made an example of him, gave him, like, double life.
Yeah.
Whew. So we'll see, but right now Assange is facing, based on all his charges, 18 charges put forth by the Obama administration in 2010, centered on conspiring to breach government computers and violate the Espionage Act. The charges carry a maximum of 175 years.
Heesh.
And Assange is a different man now. Dude, from when he was initially giving interviews. Yeah, he looks like somebody who's been broken.
He looks like he spent last 10 years in solitary confinement.
Fox News has also learned that rapper Lil Wayne is expected to be on the pardon.
He's getting one.
For what? What did
he
do?
What Lil Wayne did. I'm sure he was innocent, though. Lil Wayne.
While former Trump associate Steve Bannon is described as TBD. They gonna pardon that Bannon boy? I don't know.
I kind of would. My money would be yes, but.
Lil Wayne, otherwise known as Dwayne Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You know that by the album.
Yeah, what did Wayne do?
Apparently, he pled guilty in 2020 in federal district court to illegally possessing a loaded, gold-plated...
Man, that's a setup.
.45 caliber handgun while traveling to Florida on a private jet in 2019.
That was planted.
The contents of Carter's bag also included small amounts of cocaine...
Of course.
...ecstasy, oxycodone...
Ooh. Man, they were just trying... That's a stereotype they were just trying to label him with. Messed up, man.
Bannon was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Oh, yes.
Each of which carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. This is because of the
wall.
We Build the Wall private fundraiser thing.
Now, and the issue is that they could not trace the money that was donated to actual building the wall. Is
right.
That
they, well, they never built anything.
Oh.
Yeah. And so Bannon maintains his innocence, of course. And, you know, I talked earlier about how there's a big push to shut down a lot of podcasts that are on Apple's podcasting platform, Google Play. Well, one of them is Bannon's podcast.
See, this is not right, which, Joey. You know this.
Bannon's an interesting character. I'm not as much of a wild-eyed nationalist as he is, and he'd probably consider me a wild-eyed libertarian, and that's fine. But I've, you know, watched him in recent months just to see, you know, what's this team throwing out there in the final days of the election. And I don't know. Steve Bannon is one of these guys who I think even from prison will continue to loom large in the imagination of many Americans. We'll see. I can see Trump granting a pardon because he gave a pardon to Flynn early.
Well-deserved pardon, by the way.
Gave a pardon to Roger Stone, or a commutation at least, so we'll see.
I hope Lil Wayne gets his pardon.
Yeah.
That was a setup. I can.
And we're also hoping for declassification.
That's what I'm really
wanting. In the final days. But I have a feeling Trump needs to march down there, grab the documents himself.
Yeah, me too.
In order to get anything out.
They did let some UFOs-type stuff out. I don't know if you saw that. Fox has got a little report
on it. Well, it was a FOIA request from some UFO podcast. They finally gave it to the guy. And he said it's almost unreadable because it's all these old file formats. It's not like a big open source you can easily...
They gave it to him on floppies?
Yeah. Oh, he said it's a mess. It's not a database you can search.
Right.
And to make it into anything that's searchable, because when you're talking about thousands of documents, you can't just read each one individually.
Nope.
So he's going to have to completely sift through it to get a keyword thing going. It's a mess. Absolute mess.
That's kind of funny how they did
just,
that.
You know, that's how the government will do you.
Well, give you got some floppies. We got some those big, remember, well, you before your time, Joey, but floppies used to be almost as big as a computer, 6 inches by 8 inches. Huge. Who's got anything that can read that anymore? Maybe Dan Black. Dan Black Studios might have that equipment.
Well, that was the era I grew up in. We used to have a bunch of Bay of Apple computers, big floppies, and I remember those days. I'm of that generation where the personal computer was really coming into its own. I remember, my dad in his construction business, civil engineering business, had all these big servers, and it was the coolest thing ever. It's amazing how much has changed in 25 years. Incredible how powerful this stuff is getting, but... Yeah, that is just how the government will do you. No,
that's funny.
We still running our nukes on floppy disks?
Yes, we do. There's a story about that a while back.
272-9228. Let's go to Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Bruce?
Fine, thank you. Could I say something about Humatics?
Humatics. Oh, yes, sir.
The Supreme Court Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Covey, in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, he says people remember the little things.
Hmm.
And in 1980, I was going to church at First Baptist, and there were a couple of times while I was there, the choir did concerts at that amphitheater in front of the river.
Oh, yeah.
And my parents are deceased now, but they lived in Alexander City, and I would invite them down, usually when they have a concert, something of that nature. They came to one of those amphitheater concerts, and my parents arrived, and I went out and spoke to them. And while we were standing there, this couple kind of walked in front of them, I guess in the row in front of them. And they get by, and my mom says, "Who was that couple anyway?" And I said, "Oh, that's Hugh Maddox. He's on the Alabama Supreme Court." And my mom says, I can recognize intelligence and success when I see it." And I still remember that. I guess he was a man of dignity, and he carried a lot of grace to the position.
Well, that's something too that we need more of. You'll often hear it when we're given these obituaries or remembrances of people who have passed, the grace of so many people. And when you think about today's current leaders, it's not often brought up. You might hear strength, you might hear they're clever, they're a good time, but you don't often hear that word grace, and we certainly need more of it.
I will enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you for that. Yeah, and I'm not trying to come across as just some young brat. Oh, the older generation needs to get out of the way. But they do. And it's not because they're old. It's because it's the same career folks who have been up there, had many an opportunity to fix problems, and we'll see what they do here in the next year or two.
They just seem to kick the can down the road, Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be our... modus are just the way we operate. Instead of facing the trouble head on, hey, let's kick it down the road a little bit.
Well, and as you're now seeing Biden announcing all these executive orders, Trump did this, Barack Obama did this, George W. Bush did this with often signing statements and whatnot. It's like everything's flipped on its head, where the executive branch is now weirdly the legislative branch, where Congress will write something, but it'll be so general, it's like, we'll just have the executive agencies fill in the details.
The blanks,
And then we'll have the president do all these statements and executive orders to fill in even more details and what to emphasize with their prosecutorial discretion, what sort of way to move funds around. It's just everything's cattywampus and not working how well the Constitution would necessarily prescribe. This is a long-term trend, unfortunately. Last month, just a reminder, folks, Trump did already put some pardons out of GOP Representative Duncan Hunter. He was sentenced to 11 months in prison and 3 years of supervised probation after pleading guilty to a corruption charge. He also pardoned former GOP Representative Chris Collins, who was sentenced to 26 months in prison for securities fraud. Trump also pardoned George Papadopoulos, who had been convicted of making false statements during the Mueller investigation. The White House said Tuesday that Papadopoulos had been charged with a process-related crime, even though Mueller stated in his report that he found no evidence of collusion in connection with Russia and their attempts to interfere in the election. The president also pardoned Alex Van der Zwaan, who pled guilty to lying to Mueller investigators and was sentenced to 30 days in prison. And just before Christmas, the president pardoned more than two dozen other individuals, including Paul Manafort, Roger Stone. So we'll see who Trump pardons on his way out. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. We looked at the history of pardons and commutations, and Barack Obama did give a lot of commutations, thousands of commutations. But the trend is more this, folks. Right after World War II, and it makes you realize when you have total war, when you have a very, very big war, it upends your own society when they come back home. And so Truman, Eisenhower, especially those two, they pardoned hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And so when you look at the list going forward, it starts to go down. And then Barack Obama took the commutations way back up in the thousands. But we'll see what Trump does. Oh, look, Jack's back.
Jack's back.
Hey, Jack.
How y'all doing?
No, just talking about pardons and commutations.
Yeah, and Trump hasn't done himself yet, or any of his family people.
Yeah, sources are at least telling Fox, from what I'm reading here, that Trump is not planning on doing that.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, I don't care if he does it or not. Hell, you know. I mean, if I were him, I'd sure think about it. Because of the atmosphere up there right now, it's a hanging high. You know?
Hey, didn't Clinton get paid for doing some pardons? Wasn't there some controversy about that? Jack, you might remember that.
Well, it was that MacDougall guy. Remember him?
Penny Stock guy?
No, MacDougall was that old rube from Arkansas. And I think he had a wife named Susan.
Yeah, Susan MacDougall.
Yeah, they got in trouble for some. I can't remember all that stuff. Hell, that there were so many thieves and crooks during the Clinton era.
Good to be the king. Maybe the president.
Remember when Jimmy Carter had that old Burt Lance guy from Georgia?
I don't remember that, but Carter was such a
big old fat banker from like Rome, Georgia, somewhere like that. And he was always getting in trouble.
I just remember Billy Beer.
Yeah, Billy Beer.
Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy Beer.
He was something else, man.
Whatever happened to him, Jack?
I think Billy died of cancer or something like that. I can't remember.
Well, 272-9228. Before we hit this,
now, they were a bunch of rubes. If there ever was a rube in the White House, it was those Carter people. God knows, it was like the Beverly Hillbillies come to Washington.
272-9228. Let's go to Eric before this break. Hey, Eric.
Hi there. If President Trump really wants to raise some eyebrows, he ought to go ahead and pardon Biden.
Yeah, I was suggesting he should pardon the entire Congress just for the hell of it.
That would
get some attention.
Yeah, it sure would. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Bye. Well, it might keep him from impeaching him.
No, I think that's going to increase the chances. Can you imagine, too?
What he ought to do is, like, pardon Swalwell and some of those wretched Hunter Biden. Oh, it would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
May as well, because nothing's going to happen to him anyway.
You're right. I was going to say nothing happened anyway.
Well, what's interesting, while you were off and getting, you know, bathed or whatever it is you were doing, we brought up the idea of Trump being impeached, and they're going to have the trial after he's already out of office. Many of his lawyers who were there for the first impeachment, Seculo, Giuliani, Alan Dershowitz, they're all saying, we're not going to defend him. But Dershowitz was suggesting, hey, don't put up any defense because this is illegitimate. Though it would be really great TV, probably unwise legally, but really great TV for Trump to just defend himself.
That would be hysterical.
Does Dershowitz say it wouldn't be, that if they do it, it's not legitimate?
Yeah, he's on that side of the ledger. He's saying it's to remove somebody. Once they're already gone, impeachment is not the correct course of action.
Interesting.
Okay.
And that's why don't even put up a defense. Why even entertain this as a legitimate process?
That's funny. So, basically, after Wednesday, if you take the Dershowitz argument, they can't stop him from running for president again.
They may try, but Trump could take it to court, and then it could be settled by, you know, the Supreme Court.
Well, for God's sake, don't take it to court in Pennsylvania, any of those places.
And then, you know, that's what they'll do. They'll shop for a judge. You know that, Jack.
Yeah, but I mean, if he is not convicted by the Senate, well, even if he is after he's removed, after he leaves office, then they can't stop him from running for president. Oh, Lord God, I can't imagine what that's going to be like.
But, of course, on the other side of the ledger, you have Larry Tribe, Lawrence Tribe, who said, here's a quote from him, to be sure, a former officer may no longer be, quote-unquote, removed, even upon conviction by a two-thirds vote, but that has no bearing on whether such an ex-officer may be barred permanently from office upon being convicted. That separate judgment would require no more than a simple majority vote.
But the Senate can't remove. I mean, they can't convict a citizen, and Trump will be a citizen.
That's my thing. Right. He'll be a citizen.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
What a mess. What a mess. 272-9228. Let's hit a break here. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, EXP Realty, 322-0662.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet, located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117, or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Earnest Financial, LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
I've never seen you looking so bad, my funky one.
Little Steely Dan.
A little Steely Dan. Any major dude will tell you, you know.
Like Steely Dan.
Likewise. Yeah,
Dirty Work is one of my...
Yeah, good song.
It's one of my faves.
Yeah, what is that off of? Can't Buy a Thrill, their first album.
Well, I can tell you that's true.
Before Fagan took over all the vocals. So, yeah, great band. Great band. Reminds me of my dad.
Can't Buy a Thrill, like literally.
Yeah. Are you reeling in the years?
Stowing away the time.
Yeah, yeah. 2729228. Let's go to Cooper. Hey, Cooper.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you know, I feel like a lot of these people that have been convicted or pled guilty to some of these crimes probably fell into it not really realizing what they were doing. I think anybody who's ever signed their tax return, they've got a good chance of making a mistake that a zealous prosecutor could go after them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're up against the federal government or even the state government, you're in a lot of trouble. The guy you were wondering about who bought his commutation or whatever, or whatever it was Mark Rich, multimillionaire,
right,
who bought his pardon from Clinton. And you go really, you can keep on going back. It's been going on forever. Billy Saul Estes, I'm pretty sure LBJ pardoned him. And
oh, yeah.
It's all money. It's all money. But talking about Trump pardoning himself, I don't really think he ought to think about it, because the DA in Washington is already talking about charging him with inciting a riot.
Yeah.
No matter what the Congress does. So I think I would really give it a lot of thought. Doesn't matter. Look, they're not going to like him no matter what he does.
You're right, so, Cooper. I'd just go on and do it.
I'd do it, say, hey, tough, lump it. And, I mean, in my heart, I don't think he could ever be elected president again. This last 2-3 weeks was just too much bad stuff happening. I don't blame him for it, but he didn't handle it right. So, hey, I'd go on and pardon my family, pardon myself, and be done with it. Just my opinion.
All right. I appreciate it, Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, and there is chatter out there. I think it would be a really, really dumb case. It would just open up pretty much any politician to charges of incitement, but don't put it past, you know, certain attorneys there in D.C., and if you get the right jury, go after not just the president, but maybe Mo Brooks and Giuliani for incitement as well. But everything I've seen argued doesn't even come close to the Brandenburg v. Ohio standard. But, you know, maybe it's not even a matter of getting a conviction, just getting them tied up in court, embarrassing them, just hammering the point home. Just such a... So much for unity. So much for unity. Goodness. 272-9228. Okay, I thought it was going to be by the end of the month, but apparently Parler is saying they're already back online. They found new web hosting already, and they'll be welcoming back users soon. That's good news. And this is what I've been predicting, that these actions by the established tech companies would only serve as a catalyst for people to build out their own platforms and find the infrastructure they need to where they can't be shut down unless, you know, the government tries to start shutting things down.
Wasn't Tim Cook on Fox News Sunday yesterday?
I think so, yeah. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, he was talking to that jerk Chris Wallace about... Well, you know, we're only suspending them, but they've got to be like less, basically less bombastic or not so extreme. I'm like, what the hell? I mean,
yeah, because that doesn't happen on Twitter or Facebook at all.
No, never.
Just ridiculous. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Andy. I think
hey,
I
Andy.
Dropped your call. Let's go. Let me ask y'all both a question. Tom Hanks, didn't he move out of this country about a year and a half ago, or maybe 2 years, to where he couldn't get extradited back here? Or what's the issue on that?
Well, I know he wasn't living in the U.S. I don't know if he gave up his citizenship. He was in Greece for a little while, and then in Australia. That's where he got COVID, I think, in Australia.
I see.
Why would our government be after him?
Well, I, you know, that's a good question. I mean, our government hasn't caught anybody connected to Jeffrey Epstein, have they?
That has been very, very quiet, unfortunately.
Exactly right.
Well, if there's anybody... Tom Hanks one of the people caught up in Epstein?
Well, I've heard something.
Yeah.
I heard he was a major pedophile caught up in this. That's what I heard. Now, I'm just cutting to the chase. And why would a man of his stature in Hollywood hop on a plane and fly to Greece with his girlfriend, a place where you can't get extradited in case the stuff hits the fan? So, you know, if there's anybody out there breathing a sigh of relief today, I guarantee you it's everybody who hopped on that jet to fly to that island. Including, I mean, we'll never hear anything about that anymore. It'll die out. Everything, like you said, with Hunter Biden's going to die out. And basically, it's just going to be the same status quo that we were used to for 8 years under Obama and everything else. But, you know, you ask the question, where do you see this country, you know, a year from now, a year and a half from now? I see... I see myself riding down Atlanta Highway, and every major bank intersection, you're going to see everybody who owns a diesel truck will have it parked for sale or to be repossessed, because diesel fuel will be $7 a gallon. You'll see the interest rate, the Dow. You'll see the Dow hovering around 10,000 to 12,000. And it will be a stagnant economy again. We'll be giving everything away to the rest of the world. I think Biden's going to go ahead and rejoin that Paris Accord. You know, so how much money is that going to cost us right off the bat? We just found out, you know, he's going to ditch the pipeline. So there goes a lot of jobs there. So, you know, just get ready for the same old, same old. And,
well, now, and one thing, unless, now think about this for a minute. Some of the people around Joe Biden are old school and they're practical people. They know how the establishment works. Let me just throw this out there. If you're Joe Biden and you try to do too much too soon, is that going to have an impact on the elections for Congress and Senate in 2 years?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I don't think it will. Because we all know now, any vote can be changed at any given time. And it can be done in any country.
But I think people are going to be a little more vigilant about future elections in this country. At least I hope so. And I understand.
Don't you think they were vigilant over in Atlanta? Don't you think they were vigilant over in Georgia last week before? You know?
Yeah.
And then nothing changed there.
No, I don't think the Secretary of State and the governor were.
Exactly right.
They're the ones who matter.
You know, you talk about these elections coming up in 2 years, they don't mean nothing no more. I mean,
well, unless, now I know there's going to be a lot of money, and there's somebody in Alabama, and I won't say his name, but who's prepared to spend millions to lobby Republican legislatures in swing states to change their election voting laws so this won't happen again.
I'll never see it in my lifetime, and I don't think you will neither. I'm just here to tell you, this stuff is so deeply entrenched in what we're beginning to find out, and you look at the censorship that's going on now to keep this from getting any steam, believe me, I don't see anything changing.
But it might be a margin too big to steal. If all of us that are feel disenfranchised turn out all over the country to vote in 2 years, they might not have enough to steal it. There may be too much public support. Anything's possible. We know that. We just saw an election stolen right before our very eyes.
Well, Andy, you paint a pretty bleak future, and I don't think you're pulling it out of your backside. But what's your own personal plan? Are you going to go live in the mountains or something?
No, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing for you know, and every other American's been doing.
Right.
I think you're going to see you're going to see a lot going on. You're going to see this country come to a screeching halt. And you got people who are retired that you know, that live off their retirement, their savings. You're going to see that disappear, and you're going to see a lot of changes in this country. A lot. We're going to see things I don't think that I've seen in my lifetime, you know.
How old are you, Andy?
I'm 50.
Okay.
And, and I can sit here and honestly say that because would you have believed that our government would have shut our churches down come Easter time? Would you have believed that if I told you that 2 years ago?
Personally, yeah. I think this government is capable of quite a lot.
Exactly right. So, you know, we can sit here and pump sunshine across these radio waves all day that America's going to be great and we're going to be okay and we're going to do this and do that. But let's face it, people, we're talking about a Democratic Party that's not the Democratic Party your mom and daddy voted in. It's not the same Democratic Party your grandparents were a part of, if they were. It's a totally different regime up there now. And
well, there's
you're
no
see some
question
radical-
about that. You're right.
And for Gypsy, you look at Epstein, the power that man achieved. The man owned his own island. Look at the power that man had. And how did he attain that much power, okay? How did he have that much influence over federal courts, okay? Federal judges, okay? I don't know nobody who has that influence. Neither do y'all. And I'm just here to tell you, there's Republicans and Democrats that were tied up with that. And there were some people that went very high up the ladder that were tied up with that. And they are breathing a sigh of relief today. I can tell you that. But the only thing I can tell y'all is just to buckle your chin straps, keep an eye on your money, and when you start seeing it dwindle, just pull it all out. Let's get our pillow cases out and start stuffing our mattress like our grandparents did back in the 30s, because it's coming. It's coming.
Well, we survived that too, but I appreciate it, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing. He's a chiropractor up there in Wetumpka on Tallahassee Highway. And in fact, so many folks have been stopping by to see Dr. Tom that he hired another chiropractor to help him out with all this demand, Dr. Gloria Osbeck. So if you have any aches and pains at all, maybe it's something new or maybe it's a chronic issue you've been dealing with, could be a catch of your shoulder or literal pain in your neck, could be radiating pains down into your hips and legs, maybe your back locks up on you, whatever it is, before you keep masking it with pharmaceuticals or you go under the knife for surgery, why not try a great chiropractor, an experienced chiropractor like Dr. Tom Pershing or Dr. Gloria Osbeck? All you got to do is give them a call today at 514-7600, 514-7600. Again, they're located at 75928 Tallahassee Highway there in Wetumpka. And on that first visit, they'll ask you what's going on with you, get a little bit of your medical history, discuss a diagnosis, and then give you initial treatment, and then set you up on a schedule of treatments. And they have many options, whether it's infrared therapy or ultrasound therapy, or spinal decompression for bulging discs, motion traction, deep tissue laser therapy. They can really do it all up there at Dr. Tom's chiropractic practice. So check them out today. And for extra comfort and peace of mind, they've installed this new iWave air filtration system that not only gets out all sorts of nasty smells and makes the place smell and feel clean, but it also can kill viruses, diseases. It's been shown and tested and proven to kill even COVID-19, other coronaviruses, other diseases, mold, and things that might build up. They added this to their practice just to give you extra peace of mind when you stop by there to Dr. Tom Pershing's office. So check them out today. Again, that number 514-7600, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
All right. We'll be right back after this quick break.
You're looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No. Any major dude will tell you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want, and the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment, but now it's time to talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning?
Man, it is a great day. Hope you had a good weekend.
You as well. Tell me what you got going on in terms of deals with Chrysler.
Hey, 2020 Ram 1500 crew cabs as low as $29.9. We've got 2021 Jeep Compass Latitudes, payments as low as $199. And 2021 Jeep Cherokees Latitude Editions, which is a luxury, loaded-up vehicle, payments as low as $299. And if you want to check out all the deals, go to Brubaker.com. And I tell you, there's a lot going on. The 2021s are coming in, and all the 2020s are on sale. And, heck, for that matter, the 2021s are too. So come see us.
So stop by the Boulevard or shop from home at Brubaker.com. I appreciate the time this morning.
Thanks for taking the call.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this MLK holiday, we've got some pretty nice weather to talk about and lots of sunshine. Still a little breezy. High temperature up to about 56. The normal high, by the way, is 57. Clear, cold again tonight. We'll be close to the freeze mark. I have us 33 right around dawn tomorrow morning. Warming trend begins tomorrow. We'll be in the low 60s with sunshine. Mid-60s. Nice day Wednesday. Rain returns Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
What were all those charades you were doing?
Oh, Dan's sitting on the other side of the window. I don't know if I'm the zoo animal or if he's a zoo animal, but one of us is in a zoo.
I thought you were doing something to me.
No.
Sorry. Because I was on the phone. And I thought you were saying, get off the phone. We're about to come back on the air. What are you doing in the bathroom,
Dan?
Why don't you get out and give someone else a
chance? 272-9228. Let's go right to the phones here on this Manic Monday and talk to Phil Moore.
Oh, good morning. How y'all doing today?
All right.
Fine. How's it going?
It's going great. I just wanted to call and compliment that gentleman that you spoke with. I believe his name was Andy earlier. He's right on. There is no delineation between blue and red now. We're under one party rule, and it's just the extremes of one party. And until there is we come together and we demand that we get rid of these electronic voting machines, there's not going to be a legal vote in the future. In 2 years, we can't just get along. We've got to go back to the old hand-printed ballots, you know, where, you know, a mark is a mark. Even if it's hand-tallied, we got to have more control over these votes and not depend on technology. Technology is the downfall of America right now. I mean, we look at our kids. I mean, we use technology to babysit them. There's no more parenting. We give them a cell phone or PlayStation, and then for hours we allow them to entertain themselves to keep them out of our hair. So technology is the downfall. And the five tech companies, as you can see, they're already, you know, what are they doing? They're driving conservatives off of the platform. What are they doing with the conservative voters, the Trump supporters? They're demanding that they be fired. You can look at the mainstream news. So we've got to stop accepting at face value what our two-faced politicians are putting out, and we've got to hold them accountable. And holding them accountable used to be, well, we can vote them out. No, if we're a country of laws, then we hold them accountable to the law and stop allowing money to determine or dictate, well, they know what you're talking about because they've got millions and billions or they got control. No, it's about right and wrong. And it's not a color issue. And when I say black and white, I'm not talking about race.
Right.
I'm talking about it's either white or black. There is no more gray, but we've been living in gray for 30 years, and we've come up under the leadership of sold-out politicians that have driven our manufacturing to China. So what do we have here? We have a nation of nothing but consumers. Look around and see what we have. We have obese kids. We have people that have forgotten you're supposed to work by the sweat of your brow. We look to government. Government is not the answer. God is the answer.
Well, Fillmore,
God's word is the answer.
I hear where you're coming from, and if folks have been listening to me, especially in the last several months, and for years now I've been saying it is very foolhardy to get your meaning in life and all your hope from the political process. That's like, you know, going to the gentleman's club looking for true love. Not going to happen. My plan is to get my own house in order. To continue to try to improve my life and prepare myself and not be as reliant on all these outside forces as much as possible. It's not easy. I know that.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And then we'll see if this corrupt establishment gets the nation's house in order. I doubt that. And one way or another, they're digging their own grave, so to speak.
Well, I got to tell you, if Joe Biden goes in, he's not my president. He's not. I serve the one true living God, and I'm going to conduct my life, and I'm going to be the leader of my household according to the rules and the dictates of holy God. And, you know, the Word of God tells us that when they conflict what man says versus what God says, then we've got to do what God has told us to do. We got to hold fast to that, and we just got to stop and we got to become active. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about being vocal and stop allowing people to cow us down through fear and intimidation or through greed. Stimulus, $600.
Right.
What is $600 going to do for people? All it's going to do is give them a little opportunity to go one more time and retail spend on a shopping binge that they really can't afford. So let's stop this free giveaway. Let's put the money where it's needed back into the government. And, man, I'm worked up.
I hear
you. We got to get rid of the Fed. We got to get rid of the central bank.
Amen.
So they're what's running this government. They're what's going to come down and tell us through social credit what we can and cannot buy. If people buy into this cashless society, then they've been sold themselves out. They've been sold themselves out. All for what? Convenience. It ain't about convenience. Our founding fathers, when they came here, there was no convenience. They starved to death. They worked hard. That's what we got to get back to. We got to give a full day's work for a fair full day's pay and stop this. Well, you owe me. Don't nobody owe you nothing. Nothing. We have got to take care of our own and reach out and help others without with a hand towards the government, say, here, I'm entitled.
Well, amen. I got to hit this break, but amen, everything you're saying. Amen. And
thank you for letting me talk. I got to vent, and I hope a lot of people recognize my voice out there because I am pissed off. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Final break here, only a minute long. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adam's Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adam's Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adam's knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adam's Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adam's Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments of News and Views on a Monday morning. So we'll see what the president does in his final days, what will be declassified, who will be pardoned, who will receive a commutation, and the inauguration of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. will happen on Wednesday. They've essentially militarized the Capitol grounds. Multiple fencing procedures, all sorts of National Guard, Capitol Police, for a mostly virtual event. But it's good to know Biden loves his dog.
Imagine being one of those National Guardsmen when you hear that the Biden transition team is so worried that you're going to turn your gun on the new folks. Well, that's got to make you feel real good, doesn't it?
Well, I think they were freaked out. One National Guardsman went viral. These are the folks that were sleeping on the ground in the Capitol building. And one of them was leaned back up against a column reading Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. Like, can't trust that SOB, part of some Randian cult. So, I mean, what a week. And I think the last two calls, maybe I have a little more hope. Maybe that's a function of my age, but I also agree wholeheartedly that what we got to look to is deeper, more profound things than just the corrupt politics of Washington, D.C. I think they're leading us down a road that is not a— well, it's a road to ruin if they don't get their own house in order. So we'll see what they do in these first few months. A lot of talk of executive orders, a lot of talk of the first bills they want to pass, but we'll see what actually gets done. And a lot hinges on some procedural moves in the Senate, but one way or another, we'll be here to commentate on it, to bring you what's breaking with the Biden administration, as well as what happens when the local politicians get going. And also, reach out, find more interesting cultural stories. We got a lot of plans here for 2021, as long as the pandemic actually subsides. Good God. You better believe that some of these folks have already started to change their tune, like Cuomo and the mayor of Chicago. Like, oh, maybe closing everything down wasn't such a good idea. Oh, you think? Now you say it.
Isn't Biden going to have a 100-day mandate on masks?
Or 100 days to get 100 million vaccinated. I don't know if he's going to go with the mask thing.
I heard that the other day.
You can't
mask
actually
mandate 100 days.
He can't actually mandate it. He's just going to encourage it, you know.
Well,